All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you on this, the 31st day of January, 2017. I like to remind you each and every week that I am not only the host of this show, but also write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com or call our office here in New York anytime during normal work hours at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. It is indeed a very exciting time for the junior mining sector. Today, the shares are up very, very strongly on some rhetoric coming out of the Trump administration suggesting they'd like to see a weaker dollar. We'll be talking more about that as the show progresses. I would like to encourage you to continue sending along your questions and criticisms, praises, whatever, to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. I should mention also that Chen Lin and I continue to work together, though not as directly as we did before, and I'd like you to continue to take a look at what is Chen buying, what is Chen selling. Chen will be on this show from time to time. He has an amazing track record. He continues to focus on energy, biotech, and the mining sector, and he passed along to me today a comment that with gold over $1,200 again, his palladium stocks are really doing extremely well, and he also sees a major breakout for silver. So those are a couple of Chen's main thoughts right now. You should go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com, to sign up for Chen's newsletter. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, and send your questions along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at jtaylormedia. Now, I do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show, Dynacert Inc., Golden Predator, Chilean Metals, Arvista, Aran Resources, and Novo Resources. And I might just say that Aran Resources has really started to move very dramatically higher, as has Golden Predator. But both of them, I think, are still their moves are still in their infancy. I expect lots more to go. I'm very bullish on all of these stocks, all of these sponsors that we have now. Not because they are sponsors and helping to pay for the show, but actually they were all selections of mine for my newsletter long before they became sponsors of this show. I did meet with Arvista up in Vancouver last weekend, and one of the questions for a panel that I was on was, which of the companies that are here at the forum would you most want to see, or would be your top pick? And I had to say Arvista without any doubt about it. It is an exciting company, and they put out some news today suggesting that a couple of their targets in Argentina are very, very large, large-scale targets. And we will be talking to Ivan Bebek sometime in the near future again, I'm sure. So this industry is very exciting now because I believe we're in the sweet spot or starting to be in the sweet spot for the gold mining shares. I should mention that the event that was held, the Metals Investor Forum that was held on Friday and Saturday of last weekend at the Rosewood, Georgia Hotel in downtown Vancouver was indeed a smashing success. Not only were there some extremely exciting companies there, Aran being just one of them, but given the limited space for this venue, pre-registration had to be suspended, and people put their names on a waiting list. So I'm mentioning this only because there will be another show coming up in May, May 5th and 6th to be precise, and I will be giving you an opportunity or telling you where to go to sign up for that show in the near future. If you're able to go, I would strongly urge you to go there. I was able to did see quite a few listeners to the show at the event last weekend in Vancouver at the Metals Investor Forum, and it's always a pleasure to meet up with people who listen to this show to get their thoughts and opinions about it. I am indeed very excited about the junior sector, as I said, and I think, you know, today the big move in gold, the decline in the dollar, was very much had to do with some of the remarks that came out of the Trump administration, specifically the trade representative or advisor to the Trump administration, suggesting that the euro was too expensive or was too cheap, I should say, and so he was talking down the dollar and talking up the euro. Remember, of course, that 50% of the dollar index is comprised of the euro, and so as the euro goes, the dollar goes to a great extent. Also, Donald Trump himself apparently made some comments suggesting that both China and Japan were manipulating their currencies, and that also I think is being taken very hard by a lot of people around the world. The strong dollar policy that has been the official policy going back to the Clinton days, it could be that that is over. We'll wait and see. But if it is, it certainly is a big change of events, and certainly would seem to be extremely bullish for gold. Well, I've titled today's show, "Who Wins the Impending Trump-Yellen Brawl?" And John Rubino and Michael Oliver will return. The assumption underlying the question for today's show is that Donald Trump will want and need a cheaper dollar to bring higher-paying, wealth-creating jobs back to America. Meantime, Janet Yellen and even the most dovish Fed members have been calling for higher rates, arguing, falsely I believe, that the economy is getting stronger and thus requiring higher rates. Not just one or two rates, but they're talking about several rate rises, apparently, that came out of the Fed recently. But the Trump administration, as I said, didn't really wait to tangle with Janet Yellen. Instead, as I mentioned, the word came out of the Trump administration today suggesting that we need to have a weaker dollar and a stronger euro. And, in fact, that caused the dollar index to break through to the bottom of $1 for the first time, I believe, since back in November of 2016. So we're going to be talking to Michael Oliver in a little while about that, other issues. And, of course, Michael always remains objective. He looks at the charts and he lets the charts do his talking. It would seem as though, and we want to recheck with him on this, but it would seem as though we have broken through some of the very key support and support levels and resistance levels on the upside. So we want to ask him about that and find out where we're at and where he thinks we're heading based on his chart, his momentum chart indications. Certainly, if the Fed has its way, we're likely to see higher rates. It seems that to be the case anyway. And a stronger dollar, which would all but guarantee, I think, a real fistfight between Trump and Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve. But, you know, we want to talk to John Rubino as well about that. At half past the hour, John will be joining us to get his take on which way he thinks these major markets are going to turn. But as I mentioned, Michael Oliver will be with us. We are going to go to a commercial break right now. And when we come back, I expect we'll hear what Michael has to say about some of these key levels that he's been talking to us about. It really does seem to me as if we are now starting to see the sort of major plate shifts, you know, like the major geological plates grind and move very, very slowly. Michael's been talking about this over the past year or so. And, you know, I suppose some people are saying, yeah, well, when's it going to happen, Michael? Well, it seems to me today we've seen some major a major move that would indicate that, we may be very close. In fact, maybe these major moves with gold to the upside, commodities to the upside, the dollar down, other currencies up, stocks down, bonds ultimately down, although counter trend rally now. It seems as though some of these major tectonic shifts, major market changes may be underway. But we'll be back right after the commercial break with Michael Oliver to see what his latest thoughts are on these issues. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource outlined by drilling thus far stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Golden Predator Mining Corp., a well-financed gold exploration company operating in Canada's Yukon. Focused on advancing its Three Aces project, a high-grade gold project located in the southeast Yukon with gold and quartz outcrops at surface. Ongoing work includes trenching, roadwork, drilling, and bulk sampling. Golden Predator also holds the past-producing Brewery Creek project located near Dawson City, Yukon. Golden Predator, a company working closely with Yukon First Nations. Golden Predator trades on the Canadian Venture Market as GPY, and in the US OTC market as NTGSF.
Chilean Metals is a Canadian junior exploration company focusing on high potential copper, gold prospects in Chile and Canada. Chilean Metals' Zulima property is a Candelaria-like prospect, one of the largest mines in the world. The company has begun its drill program in Chile on its Zulima property and should be completed by the end of February. We also own a 3% royalty on future production on Teck Resources' Copaquiri property, potentially worth millions of dollars annually. This is the time to invest in Chilean Metals, a discovery story with a hedge. Traded TSX Venture under symbol CMX.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.